The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
If you believe that your day is your own special day, your day of a special encounter with God, a day you will live to remember. Can I hear you shout a loud hallelujah? I'd like you to know that every day is a special day before the Lord. It's your special attention that determines whether you connect with the special package he has for the day or not. And when he now calls another day special, that means it's special. So this anointing service is bringing you a most special encounter today. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, let your word come alive today in a dimension that we have never experienced. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Whatever God names, answers. Everything God called in Genesis, answered him. Let there be light, and light came. Everything God says, he sees. So if we call the year manifestation 2009, that means in this commission, God has packaged a special dimension of manifestation for everyone. And that includes you. Like you heard in the announcement, we've been having very unusual time in the outreaches. Yesterday I was in Congo, Kinshasa, and the Spirit of God said to me, he said, this is not an outreach, this is a movement. It's a movement for change. A movement for creating a new future for the continent. Our leadership summit had over 8,000 people in attendance of key leaders in the nation. First night in Congo Kinshasa at the stadium, we had the newly appointed United Kingdom ambassador, you know, the Democratic of Congo ambassador to UK, was the first to walk forward to be saved. Not only that, he was addressing a press conference the following day, and he said openly the encounter he had at the stadium, how he has surrendered his life to Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And I'd like you not to get so used to God as to miss what he bears for you. Many get so used to God that they can no longer tap virtues from him, just like Peter, James, and John, and everybody. They say, we are all touching you. Nothing is flowing to us. Jesus said, somebody touch me. You are so used to me. Because you are so used to me, you can't draw any more from me. Many of us are so used to God. We are so used to the Bible, we don't draw anything from it. You read like newspaper, like Punch, like Nation, and all that. I say, well, it's good news today anyway. Mary and John. We don't get anything from it because we got so used to it. But what a joy to know that they are new every morning. That means that book carries news for you every day. Don't get so used to it that you miss the news. Don't get so used to God as to miss the virtues that he bears for you. Don't get so used to the word as to miss the news that he has for you per day. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, the depth. both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God are unsearchable. No finish lines are his ways, and his paths are past finding out. That book carries fresh news every day. But when you get so used to it, you only read the stories, you miss the news. Many have the stories, very few have the news. And those who have access to the news, they always make news. Why? Because they provoke his hand. As their mind is renewed, their life is transformed. He said, be ye not conformed. Don't settle for the status quo. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the news you encounter determines the moves you make, which changes the way you live. Praise the Lord. So some news is hitting you this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Some news is hitting you this morning. I said some news from heaven is hitting you this morning. And you will leave here today making news. Operating in the supernatural. Thank you, Jesus. We run this series this way. Every Sunday we have the part and A and B. So this is part 3 on that teaching. And this is part section A of it. And second service will be section B. So when you are looking for the tape, you know how to look for it. Praise the Lord. And there are certain days that God sends certain things that are really directed at you. Then go on for the material and settle again over here and see how you can tap more on how to make it work in your life. This is not an ordinary day. It's a very special day. Thank you, Jesus. Just like the choir sang, we understand that every bird is born to fly. Every fish is born to swim. In the same way, every child of God is born for the supernatural. The gravity notwithstanding, inside the birds is the capacity to fly. The law of flotation notwithstanding, inside the fish is the capacity to swim. A fish can never be drowned because of the weight of the law of flotation. No. So in spite of the circumstances, every child of God is born to be in command by the supernatural. Every. The wind blows where it listed. You don't check it. He has the God ordained authority to go in whichever direction he chooses. The mountains can't stop it. The trees can't stop it. In the same way, every child of God is born to operate in the supernatural. He said, and so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That is in John chapter 3, verse 8. The wind blows where it listed, and you hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it's coming from or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That means every child of God is born to operate in the supernatural. Is born to operate as a sign and a wonder. Is born to operate in the realm of the miraculous. So you are not born to live under circumstances. You are born to live above circumstances. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 17, he sent his disciples to go forth and preach, and everyone that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And these signs shall follow them that believe. That means everyone that believes the gospel is to be in command of signs. These signs shall follow. That means they'll be commanding it. These signs shall follow them that believe. So we are not called to live under circumstances. We are called to be in command of signs and wonders that empowers us to live above circumstances. One of the UN officials in Congo met me, and this official was there with us at the Kampala Empowerment Summit, and then had a mantle, and then got back to her place and discovered that somebody was to go for an operation. One UN official was to go for an operation that may lead to removal of the womb. He said, well, I have got something for you. And I know that if you believe, you will not need any operation and the cyst will be gone. So place this mantle on this victim. And this victim had to travel to New York because they had the Category 3 hospital in their own base and we needed a special attention. So had to go to New York. They can't find the cyst anymore. You are not born to live under circumstances, but above circumstances. And what puts you in command is your lining up with his commandment. Only those who embrace his commandment can gain command. Whatever he tells you to do, do it, and you live above the circumstances. So it is obeying his command that puts you in command. If you understand the key that God is putting in your hand today, you never have to live under circumstances again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. This sign shall follow them that believe. The Bible says, they know not, neither will they understand, so they walk on in darkness. Psalm 82, verse 5 to 7. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods. And I mean all of you that are children of the Most High God. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes because you do not understand that you are no longer an ordinary human being when you are saved. You have become a special being. The Bible calls you a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, chosen to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, so you can live the marvelous life. You are to be marveled at. Never forget, just like birds are born to fly and fishes are born to swim, so everyone that is born in is born for signs and for wonders. That is your natural estate spiritually. The miraculous is your natural estate spiritually. Gravity notwithstanding, the birds will continue to fly. Circumstances notwithstanding, the sons of God will continue to shine. That's why no economic crisis has ever scratched this ministry since inception. And Nigeria has gone through waves of economic palavers. SAP, SIP, all of them. Now it is now global. The more global it became, the more buoyant we became. It's a mystery. Because you are not created to live under circumstances, but above circumstances. No matter how many times gravity changes its potency, the birds will continue to fly. But this morning I'll be showing you how to connect with heaven's miracle network. You see, at times you take your phone and you try to call, you have the correct number, but you have it on the screen of your phone, no network. Even though the number you dialed is correct, but there is no connectivity to access the other end. So there can never be response. Connecting with heaven's miracle network. I'd like you to listen today because it's going to turn everything about you around. When there is no network, there will never be a response. When there is no network, the other side is not aware. And every sign and wonder is God responding to the challenges of man by himself. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Every miracle is the working of God. Acts chapter 19 and verse 11 and 12. Now, Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. They went forth and preached everywhere. God also walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. And then we have in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ with Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him, or God was at work with him. And Jesus confessed, my Father doeth the works. Can I hear your amen? Amen. So every sign and wonder is the direct working of God. So there must be a network. Otherwise, there will never be a response. Connecting with heaven's miracle network. They are both boldly, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave witness, Acts chapter 14 verse 3, to the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. So God was at work. Miracles are the direct interventions of the Most High. Miracles are the direct interventions of the Most High. They are not the mechanized operation of man. Just like the network on your phone is the working of the companies. You can work it. They set up the system that connects one person to another. You can buy the most costly phone, you can't generate network. Now, here is what the word says. He said, this is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, then we know. So there must be a connection. Not just asking according to his will. He must hear us. If he doesn't hear us, then we cannot receive our petitions from him. He cannot intervene. You can't respond to an issue you are not aware of. So most of the times we cry, there is no network. We pray, there is no network. So how do I connect with that network? That's what we are doing here this morning. Praise God. That's what we are doing here this morning. How do I connect with heaven's network? In John chapter 4 and verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Small letter S, in spirit and in truth. Let's go back to man's origin. When man was created, he was an embodiment of the supernatural. Adam was a sign. That was a natural man walking in the midst of every wild beast with honor and dignity. There was a man that had three rivers in the garden and was in charge of the garden and was crossing the rivers without bridges. He was supernaturally in charge because his spirit man was alive. So the supernatural has its operational platform in your spirit. Your spirit. Your spirit. Your spirit. That's why he said, and so is everyone that is born of the spirit. You are a three-in-one creature. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Kenneth Hagin did a good job on that analysis. He taught the entire world the three-dimensional component of man. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. So when man died, he descended from the supernatural to the natural. And what was it that died in man? His spirit. Because we saw the dead man still with a body and with a soul. He still had a soul. And your soul includes your intellect, your will, and your emotions. So man still has some intellect. He knew how to sow leaves to cover himself. He knew how to go for hiding. But the connectivity between man and God was broken. Man lost access to heaven's miracle network by sin. By what? This is so important. It is that spirit we call the heart. The heart. The heart of man. It's used several in scriptures to mean the spirit of man. Say with me, the spirit of man. That means it is only with your heart that you can connect with heaven's miracle network. And I'll show you that as we go on. Why is this so? Or how is this so? Prayer is one of the channels for provoking the supernatural. And we had some instances in scriptures that helps us to see what empowers your prayer to provoke supernatural response. We have the story of the woman called Hannah. Hannah spake with her heart. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 13. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Hannah, he said now, Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought that she was drunken. And verse 15 said, I'm not drunk. I'm only pouring my soul unto God. And verse 19 said, and God remembered Hannah. And she conceived and bare a son and called his name Samuel. For I have asked him of the Lord. How? Her heart. She speak in her heart. There are many people who only speak with their mouth. Their heart is mute. Man, God does not look like man looks. Man looks on the outward, but God looks into the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7. Now, Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought that she was drunken. And he said, hey, I'm not drunken, my Lord. I'm only pouring my soul unto God. And God heard what she spake in her heart. There will be many loud prayer men and women at Shiloh. Then, oh God, her voice was not heard. She spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunken. It's so important for us to know it is your heart-born prayer that connects with heaven's miracle network. Your heart-born prayers. Your heart-born prayers. There are many heartless, and I'm using it in my own context, praying giants in court without prayer response proofs. Because they are not praying from the platform that connects with heaven's miracle network. And that is your heart. In James chapter 5 and verse 16, King James Version says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But the Amplified Bible says, the heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, which is dynamic in its working. Heartfelt. Heartfelt. The prayer that's coming is that Elijah was a man like you. But he prayed earnestly or heartily that it rain not And he did not rain for a space of 3.5 years. He prayed, operating on the same frequency, and heavens gave rain. So Elijah was in command by praying from the heart. The heart felt Jesus. Thank you. Yes. You have the key in your hand. Stop celebrating the noise. There is no value in noise. Celebrate the source from where you are speaking. For that is what determines your connectivity or otherwise. Elijah was in command. And when he stood to pray, he said to the boy, he said, go and check. He said, there is nothing. Nothing for what? God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Prove yourself. He said, check again. He said, there is nothing. He said, check 7 times. Now, Lord, hear me. You are alive. Then he came the second time. He said, I saw a cloud in form of a man's hand. He said, tell Ahab, rain is here. Yeah. He prayed earnestly. There are too many psychedelic praying people. Oh God, I thank you, God. Your God. I thank you, God. As if they are marking your phonetics. I just thank you, oh God. There is no one like you, God. I said, what kind of yeye is this? I mean, they have so much fun that they leave his presence so empty. In most cases, emptier than they came. Because their heart is not there. It's one thing to have a spirit. Your spirit is born again. It's another thing to engage your spirit. What says in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. Then it shall be said in verse 21, who is this that engage his heart to approach unto me? It's one thing to have a living spirit. It's another thing to engage it. There may be network, but if you don't engage the appropriate number, you won't get anything through. The network can't dial the number for you. You dial the number to utilize the network. Now, your heart is your connectivity back to God, but it has to be engaged before you can get a response from him. Verse 21 said, and who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me? If I was serving God with my hand, I would have crashed. My whole heart is in pursuit of God. That's why I cannot be arrested. Who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me? The miraculous demands the engagement of your heart. Not just your mouth. The engagement of your heart is what connects you to heaven's miracle network. Elijah had it the way he wanted it because he successfully connected with heaven's miracle network by engaging his heart in approaching unto God. If you have never had access, today marks the beginning of your unbroken access to the realm of the miraculous. Yeah. Can I hear your loudest amen? Yeah. charismatics also miss the subject of faith, we reduce it to mere confession. That's why many of us live in delusion and are victims of frustration. The faith that works is the faith of the heart. For with the heart, man believeth. Romans 10:10. And what you say can only be validated by what you believe in your heart. Mark 11:23, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, and shall not doubt in your heart. So what to say has no water, except it is coming from what you believe in your heart. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So faith is not of the mouth. The faith that puts you in command is the faith of the heart. So prayer is prayer of the prayer that works wonders is prayer of the heart. The faith that puts you in command is faith of the heart. So where are you without the heart? That's why he said, the wind blows where it listed, and you hear the sound thereof, you can't tell where it's coming from or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. He's in command because his spirit has connected him to heaven's miracle network, but he now has to engage that spirit. When we're building the old church in Rajoba, we needed 17.8 million when we had 2 weeks to go. And 17.8 million was real money by our standard. Never had to mention it to anyone or pray with anybody, but believed everything about God and his kingdom. I will build. It didn't say, David, go build. I will build my church. And the silver is mine. And the gold is mine, David. I don't need your gold. I don't need your silver. I don't need the gold of the people. I gave the gold to them in the first instance. And I have a budget for my kingdom. Okay. On his own. Noiseless. You are not in command without faith in the heart. It has to be in the heart. During the consortium endeavor of Covenant University, students were about to resume. We had 5 weeks to go, and we needed 365 million. How much? If I announce it here, some may faint. Okay, men and brethren, we need 365 million now to go. We have 5 weeks more. If God lays anything in your heart, the figure has killed some people. The figure. Say, what? Let's pray. Let's pray for Bishop. Bishop needs prayer now more than anybody else in this world. Amen. We are eating and drinking in my house. No discussion with my wife. No nothing. You are not in command without faith in the heart. The things you say with your mouth can frustrate you if it has no root in the heart. Because we say it and not see anything. And say, I don't think this is true. No, you are not true. You are not true. It is faith in the heart that puts in command. It is prayer from the heart that connects with heaven. So where are you without engaging your heart? Somebody sent a testimony here from one country, I think from the U.S., he said, praise really changes situation. For 5 years, I came to the U.S. Every Saturday night, I stayed awake so I can be in service with winners. And I said, without the blessings from Faith Tabernacle, I wonder how the world, how life will have been to me and family in this part of the world. Now he went on and said, the last night with the king turned my stagnant business situation into a miraculous breakthrough. In the last round of praises, Papa said, be spiritual and dance like a man of war. There are things we didn't hear here. They heard it. Somebody in the U.S. heard what you who sat down in front didn't hear. Dance like a man of war. So I gathered all my business items and danced a war dance around them. On Saturday, I experienced a record sale. That was Friday, Saturday morning. Record sale that I've never seen since I started the business. All through the day till now, there are calls all over me from customers asking to buy my goods. Praise of all praises will never stop in my domain. Thank you, Lord. Now, there is nothing you do that connects with heaven except it is done from your heart. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6, the Bible says, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. That is the word you put to work from the heart, is the word that answers in heaven. Doing the will of God from the heart. From the heart. She danced her way out of a 5-year stagnation and frustration. He danced his way out of it. From the heart. Like I said, your heart is what empowers you to connect with heaven's miracle network. We saw the woman with the issue of blood. Matthew 9 and verse 21. She said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. And she was made whole that same. She said within herself, inside, no one heard. Verse 20 says, she touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch. It is your heart that connects you with heaven's miracle network. It is your heart. There is no other source. Your heart is what makes it happen. She said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, he said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, I search the heart and I try the reins to run down to every man according as his way shall be. According to the fruit of his doings, I search his heart to determine what I can put in his hand. Can I hear your amen? Amen. That's why the Bible said the preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Proverbs 16 verse 1. So the preparation of your heart is what determines the answer from the Lord. In all areas. That's why the word says, therefore, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Everything about your life and my life flows from the state and engagement of our heart. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Therefore, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the issues of life. So prayer that connects with heaven's miracle network is prayer of the heart. Faith that puts you in command is faith of the act. Obedience that provokes heaven's intervention is obedience from the heart. Everything that answers in your life is as made to happen by your heart. It's also interesting to know that revelation flows through your heart. Through what? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, God made us to understand that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. Neither can he know them, because they can only be spiritually discerned. Amen? They can only be spiritually discerned. So it takes the engagement of your spirit to find God. No one knows the things of a man except the spirit of man that is in him. So also the things of God knoweth no man but by the spirit of God. No one except by the Spirit of God. Now, and the Spirit only relates with your spirit. For the Spirit of God beareth witness with our spirit. So if the Holy Ghost is the one to teach, then he can only teach your spirit. So only those who engage their heart can truly find God. You shall seek for me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. And revelation is what puts in command of the supernatural. Thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Lord, there must be an answer to this question. Please show me the answer. And that desire of the heart connects you with the teaching ministry of the Holy Ghost, and it invades your heart to unfold the mystery. So think of it. Everything in the supernatural has its root in your heart. Revelation that puts you in command of the supernatural flows through your heart. The prayer that moves heaven to intervene must come from the heart. Faith that puts you in command of circumstances is faith of the heart. Obedience that commands the flow of God's blessings in your life must be born from the heart. That's why the Bible said, keep it with all diligence, for out of it are what? The issues of life. I said to God, God, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. Now see, the time I was asking God, I was already preaching it. Because you can preach what you have read. And you can teach what you have heard. But you can only prove what you have found. He said, and when you have found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Any donkey can preach what he has read. Any ass can teach what he has heard. But you can only prove what you have found. He said, and when you have found it, then there shall be a reward. Proverbs 24, verse 13 and 14. And thy expectation shall not be cut. I knew I had not found it. I knew I had read it and I understood it, but I've not found it. I was preaching, but I've not found it. And I said, God, oh, I want you to know I've not found this thing. Please show me. Three days only it came. When our daughter was dying, I said, God, there must be a way out. Where is the way out? And he answered. The questions that are not born out of the heart cannot connect with heaven's response. Lord, in case you have anything to show me, you can show me. But I think I heard what they said, and I'm satisfied. He said, then go away. Every question from the heart will connect with answers from above. Can I hear your amen? And he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They didn't know the way out, so they are grounded. So revelation answers to the inquiries of the heart. Can I hear your amen? Prayer connects with heaven when it's prayed from the heart. Faith puts you in command when it's built in the heart. And obedience brings you the expected responses when it's born from the heart. We saw the story in chapter 29 of Isaiah, beginning from verse 10, talking about the parable of a book that was sealed, that was opened and handed over to a man who was blind. He said, I cannot read. Who was illiterate. He said, I cannot read. Then they handed it over to a man, bound now, who was literate. He said, well, I cannot read it because it's sealed. And he said in verse 13, these people move near me with their heart, with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. So the book is closed until your heart is open. It is the opening of your heart that opens the book. Can I hear your amen? Amen. It is the opening of your heart that opens the book. As long as your heart is closed, the book will be closed. When your heart is open, the book will be open. Therefore, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the issues of life. Everyone that is born again has a spirit, but not everyone that has a spirit engages the spirit. It's time to engage your spirit in pursuit of God. It's time to engage your spirit in pursuit of God. It's time to engage your spirit in pursuit of God. That is what makes all the difference. There is no question in your life and in my life that does not have an answer in the book. But my heart must be engaged in the search. You know, the Bible talks about the woman that has 10 pieces of silver. He said, if she lose one, will he not light a candle and sweep thoroughly? Now, the candle first. Come and say the candle first. That is, engage the candle. Proverbs 20, verse 27. The heart of man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord that searches the inward
parts of the belly. The things inside of God can only be assessed as you light your candle. And the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord that man must engage in searching out the heart of God. What that is.
That's why today marks the turning of events in your life. Don't ever go to pray until you turn on your heart. There's no point. Don't go reading the Bible without lighting your candle. Engaging your heart in the search. He said, with my soul have I desired it in the night. With my whole heart have I sought after thee. For when thy judgment is upon the earth, all the workers of iniquity will learn righteousness. Isaiah 26 verse 9. With my whole heart. With my whole heart. With my soul have I desired it in the heart. And with my whole heart have I sought after thee. And then revelation comes and you are in command. This is how it works at all times and in all cases. It's how it works at all times and in all cases. Today, for instance, is the anointing service. I don't know what you are saying in your heart. Because what you are saying in your heart will determine what returns home with you. Well, it's another anointing service. I was here the last time. There's nothing. Let's hope there could be anything today. Who can tell? What is today's service different from the last time? Because I think the subject, the teachings are similar. So there may not be anything coming out of it. Now, try there where you are seated. Some are easy now. This one is enough. Where they are seated. You cannot wonder why they are so frustrated. I've been in this race 40 years plus. I've been in ministry 28 years. I've never suffered any setback. I don't know why your own is like that. It's your heart you need to check. Your heart. This is not a clubhouse. This is the house of the living God. This is the gate of heaven. This is not a geography society of Nigeria. This is the church of Christ. When will your story change? When will your story change? Everybody around the world, they wake up in the night in America. In this service, you are live here. When will your own change? By the grace of God, I can, by his enablement, read out chapters after chapters of scriptures. I haven't stayed with it over the years. But every day it still speaks to me. Every day I still get news from heaven. What I'm teaching you this morning, I have never taught it. Connecting with heaven's miracle network. Not just in title, but in content. That means there is somebody here that the only thing remaining for him to break through is to re-engage his heart, which he has hardly engaged, but just celebrating age, how long he has been saved, how long he has been in church, and there is nothing changing to match. The good news is this. God is turning every frustration around your life to a manifestation. Yeah. The good news is this. Today will not be like every other day in your life. Yeah. The good news is this.
The anointing service of this hour is marking a dramatic turnaround in your life.
There is this miracle of the power of God in 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 9. After Saul was anointed by Samuel, the Bible said, and it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, that God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. Woo! The anointing on his head changed his heart and launched him into the realm of the supernatural. Woo! Has God changed? As the oil comes on your head today, God is giving you another heart. From this day, your heart shall be permanently engaged in your walk with God. And all those signs came to pass that day. He was anointed on the head and God gave him another heart. A miracle working God. He was anointed on the head and God gave him another heart. The disengagement of your heart is the reason for your disconnection from the supernatural. You cannot connect with heaven's miracle network without engagement of your heart. That's where it is. Now we say we are in a harvest season. Some forgot it the same day it was said. Their heart is not there. I say, I have a need. You say we have harvest season. What is harvest season? I have a need in my life. This is the only need I'm here for. God said, until you do what I tell you to do, I cannot step into your affairs. Very simple thing. It's so normal. It's so normal. I've never faced any challenge in my life, and I've faced quite a number of them, that stopped me from obeying God. Okay, to pray, you didn't pray. So it's not like you didn't see who to talk to. Even to pray, you didn't know who to pray for. That's how far your heart is from it. He said, as I've cried and you will not hearken, so you will cry and I will not listen. You know, God is a covenant-keeping God. Until you do what he commands, don't expect him to step into your affairs. Very simple, on all issues. After today's anointing, I see you operating with another heart all your life. From tonight, your heart will help you live under an open heaven. Obedience to divine instructions will become your natural delight. And all those signs came to pass that day. Listen to me. As you engage your heart in prayers, the same way God answered Elijah, that same way answers to long-standing issues in your life will come speedily. There was no word from the mouth of Daniel when he went to the den of lion. Did he come out or not? The Bible says, by faith, they stopped the mouth of lions. Where was the faith that put him in command? In his heart. Where was it? There was no confession like today's, you know, theology. I shall not be consumed by a lion. I shall not be consumed by a lion. No. It was
It was a command from within. Come and say command. The three Hebrew boys walked through the fire by a command from within. They quenched the furnace of fire by a command from within. It is that order of command you are entering into today. How many people need another heart here this morning? You need another heart this morning? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. As I close this morning, you have an added advantage in this ministry to flow in the realm of the supernatural. It was said about Elisha, the mockers turned around and said, "The spirit of Elijah doth what? Doth rest upon Elisha." He stepped into Elijah's shoes just a few seconds after Elijah left. Just stepped in there. How did he get it? Because you must get it. If we are all in command of the supernatural to the level that I'm engraced to be in command, we will set the nation on fire. How many agree with that? And I've seen the spirit of just men transfer from one generation to another, because God is a covenant-keeping God. He said, "One generation shall serve thee unto another and declare thy mighty works." Psalm 145 verse 4. One generation shall serve you unto that another. That is, the mighty works of God transfer from one generation to another. 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 Blessed be God for Kenneth again, but he got robbed in by the ministry of Smith Wigglesworth. And got fired up by the revelations of E.W. Kenyon. Somebody hear what I'm saying? The spirit of just men moved from one generation to another. And I'll show you three things, three channels of connectivity to the spirit of just men made perfect. Now you see, this is a ministry built on signs and wonders. I went after what Egan carried with everything inside me. I saw it. I loved it. I went after it. And you know the Bible says, covet earnestly the best gifts. I love the calmness, the noiselessness of impact. I love the supernatural command that he had by faith. And I said, "Lord, I want it. I want it. I want it." That is the advantage everyone under this commission has. There is something you can tap into to enhance your authority in the school of signs and wonders. Now, please understand this, that biological DNA
is a product of biological connectivity. How many agree with that? So also is spiritual DNA. You know, DNA is a new discovery in science that helps to track your root. Spiritual DNA is a product of spiritual what? Connectivity. Come and say connectivity. Say love, connectivity. Your biological children can be traced to you by the DNA. I mean, understand what I'm talking about. Because they are your biological products. And there's a biological connectivity between the two of you. So they can always trace them. Now, Elisha was called a servant. Come and say a servant. And he grew to become a son. It's a mystery in the spiritual. He was called a servant. He said, anoint Elisha as a servant in your room. That's in 1 Kings chapter 9. Chapter 19. He was anointed a servant in the room of, under the ministry of Elijah. And everybody thought he was a servant, not knowing he has advanced from servanthood to sonship. When the master was going to go, he said, the Lord will take your master, not your father. All the other guys thought he was his master. But when the casket of fire came, the chariot of fire came from heaven, my father, my father! You understand what I'm talking about? It is only spiritual sonship that will ever empower you to connect with the spiritual DNA of a carrier of what you want. Just like you have people that have HIV, they call them the carriers. There are those that are carriers of the virtues of signs and wonders and any other special virtue of your life. It is your spiritual connectivity on a sonship frequency that can empower you to connect with your DNA. And so you manifest what they carry naturally. Can I hear your amen? You manifest it naturally. Why is that so? Servants can only be rewarded. Only sons can access inheritance. How many agree with that? My biological father during his time had a very faithful aide that was helping him. He was also an elderly person. But when it was time to talk about inheritance, they excused him. Because he was only serving him, he was not one of the sons. This is what happens. When you connect at a sonship level, you access an inheritance that passes on also to your children. Because a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. Come and say inheritance. A servant is only rewarded. He cannot partake of the inheritance. Somebody hear what I'm saying? The spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. We have unlimited access to the manifestations of the spirit of just man made perfect. But we need to understand what empowers
empowers us to connect. What are the proofs of sonship? One, a son honors his father. Come and say honors. Number two, a son is permanently connected. That is, there is no question. Permanently what? Check my story very well. I ran into Egan in 1976. Egan passed on 2003. I'm not any less connected till now. I still check his books in various vital decisions to see what he would have done if he was faced with such a situation. Up till now. 76 to 2003, unbroken. To the point that when the lion was about going to heaven, I was told. And I was told in a very dramatic form, someone as close to you as your clothes is about to depart. I said, hey, would that be my biological father? He said, no. I said, again? Yeah. I told my wife, let's go and see him. The man is about to leave. He left 2 weeks after. How many weeks after? 2 weeks. I'm talking about spiritual sonship. Come and say this with me, spiritual sonship. Now today, our books are spanning the world like Egan's book. And generating such sprawling impact across the nations. I am diversely connected. That's why it's difficult for me to be stranded. And then he brought me to Pastor Adeboye in 1983. 19 what? This is 2009. Natural, permanent connectivity. Now, watch the grace of noiseless enlargement that your church witnesses. It is as connected from the virtue there. Hello. Noiseless enlargement. Noiseless enlargement. The Lord brought me into Kenneth Copeland, 1977. I have, by His grace, duplicated in practical, undeniable terms, the grace of heaven's abundance after the order of Copeland. None of these men have lost one iota of honor in my heart at any time, under any circumstance. No, I can never stand on the ground when they are not honored. A son honored his father, Malachi 1:6. And a servant feared his master. Somebody is breaking forth this morning. No matter how long you stay in a house, you can't partake of the DNA of that family. It is your biological connectivity that connects you. And the inheritance of that family only flows through that. So you belong to a family here. All you need is to connect. Come and say connect. You see, we're talking about connecting with heaven's miracle network. It does not only come from heaven, it comes from people already endowed by heaven. People already endowed from heaven. And that's how it works.